Welcome back, Deep Divers. Today we're going way, way back.
Ancient wisdom time.
Exactly. Deuteronomy chapter 11. It's like
Oh.
full of advice that still makes sense today, you know?
Oh, it totally holds up. Like Moses is giving this pep talk before they go into the promised land.
Right before.
High stakes.
And it's all about choices, consequences, even how to be a good leader, taking care of the environment. Like, whoa, this is deep stuff.
So, basic idea. Follow the rules. Good stuff happens. Break them, not so much.
Yeah, but it's smarter than just obey or else.
Yep.
Deuteronomy 11 is about understanding why the rules matter.
Ooh, cause and effect.
Exactly. Like, your actions have real consequences. For
Yeah.
you, for everybody. That's sophisticated stuff.
Makes you think they had some seriously vivid stories back then, too.
Oh, yeah.
Parting of the Red Sea. That's gonna make you think twice about messing up.
Right. And those stories, they got passed down for generations. It's like built into their whole culture, how to live right.
Which is what's so cool about this idea of teaching it all to your kids, your grandkids, everybody. Deuteronomy 11's big on that. QGE even says how to do it, weaving these teachings into everyday life. Imagine a whole society doing that.
Whoa. And it's not just be good stuff. Obedience to God is connected to, like, taking care of the planet, rain for crops, that kind of thing.
It's almost like early sustainability, this idea that respecting nature, following God's laws, it all goes together so everyone can thrive.
So we've got ethical leadership, sustainability, and just making choices that lead to a good life.
Yeah.
This stuff has got to resonate with people today, right?
Absolutely. I mean, think about it. What's Deuteronomy 11 about? Understanding your choices matter, passing on good values, knowing your actions affect everyone, everything. Super relevant.
Okay, so we've laid out the basics of Deuteronomy 11, but like, how do we actually use this ancient wisdom today?
That's the fun part. So much to unpack. From smart decisions to being a responsible leader, even just living in a way that's good for the planet.
All right, I'm ready. Where do we begin?
Well, one of the most striking things is how much Deuteronomy 11 talks about remembering. Remember what God did, the good and the bad, and learn from it. That's something we can all do.
You mean like really stopping to think about our experiences, both the good and the bad?
Exactly. Don't just rush through life. Ask yourself, what went well? What could have been better? What did I learn?
Like taking stock, figuring out what works, what doesn't, making a course correction right.
You got it. Every experience, good or bad, has a lesson in it. Figure those out and you'll stop making the same mistakes. Make better choices next time.
And it's not just thinking on your own, right? Deuteronomy 11 is all about passing those stories, those lessons,
Yeah.
down to the next generation, like building a legacy of wisdom.
You got it. Sharing your hard-won knowledge, those aha moments with people coming after you. Powerful stuff.
It's like this chain of wisdom connecting us to the people who came before us and the ones who'll come after.
Exactly. We're part of a bigger story that keeps going. And by sharing what we've learned, we add to the total wisdom of humanity.
Okay, so we've got remembering and reflecting and passing on our experiences. But what about when we screw up, when we don't follow the path? Deuteronomy 11 doesn't sugarcoat that, does it?
No way. It's real about temptation, about taking the easy way out, about the consequences of making bad choices.
It's like a warning from the universe, right?
Hey.
Reminding us that our actions have real-world effects both for ourselves and the people around us.
Exactly. And that's a lesson that's more important than ever today. With everyone wanting instant gratification and looking out for themselves, we need to think about the bigger picture.
So how do we take that ancient wisdom and apply it to all the complicated stuff in our lives today? How do we make the right choices when things aren't so black and white?
That's where it gets interesting. And that's what we'll explore in the next part of our deep dive. You know, one way to use this whole consequences thing is like, imagine a decision tree, right?
Okay, I'm picturing it.
You're at a crossroads. Every choice you make leads you down a different path, different outcomes, good or bad.
So, like visualizing the ripple effects, choose your own adventure, but for life.
Exactly. Spend some time thinking about those possibilities, the good and the bad, and you'll make smarter choices, ones that line up with what you believe in.
That makes sense. But what about those times when it's a really hard decision? Like, there's no easy right answer.
That's where Deuteronomy 11 gets really smart. It's not just about following the rules blindly, it's about getting those rules deeply. Then using that wisdom when life gets messy.
So use your judgment. Figure out the best way forward depending on the situation.
Exactly. And that might mean getting advice from people, learning from those who've been there before, tapping into that collective wisdom we were talking about.
So admit you don't have all the answers, be humble, ask for help.
Yep. Deuteronomy 11 shows us how to do that. Look at Moses and the Israelites. Moses wasn't some perfect leader who knew it all. He talked to God, to the elders, he listened to the people.
So even the most experienced leaders, they need support, right? They got to be open to different ideas. Don't think they're the only ones with the right answers.
Right on. That's a lesson for all of us, whether we're leaders or not. We're in this together, we learn from each other, and the best decisions come from working together, using everyone's knowledge.
This brings us to something else I find fascinating in Deuteronomy 11. The connection between obeying God's laws and, like, the environment being blessed. Almost like they were talking about sustainability way back then.
It totally is. Deuteronomy 11 is clear about this. Follow the commandments, get rain for your crops, and everyone survives. They understood how what we do impacts nature. Deeply.
So it's not just this airy-fairy spiritual stuff. It's about recognizing that our choices affect the real world, the environment, the planet, everything.
You got it. And that message matters more than ever. Climate change, pollution, all these resources we're using up. Deuteronomy 11 reminds us we're not just here to take. We're responsible for taking care of the earth.
Okay, so if we're serious about this whole stewardship thing, how do we apply that to our lives right now? How do we actually live sustainably, not just talk about it?
That's the question, isn't it? Deuteronomy 11 gives us some clues. Think about it. The Israelites were going to a new land, a place they wanted to live for generations. So they had to think long term.
So we need to make choices that are good for us, but also for future generations.
Exactly. Realize that what we do has consequences way beyond our lifetime. Got to shift our thinking away from what's good for me right now and more toward what kind of world am I leaving behind?
Instead of what's in it for me, it's what world am I giving my kids and grandkids?
Right on. And that can change everything. What you buy, how you travel, how you use your money.
So sustainability isn't some idea. It's a whole way of living. It affects every choice you make.
Exactly. And it's a journey, not a finish line. We're all learning as we go, trying to make better choices. Deuteronomy 11 shows us that those choices matter. Big time. Not just for us, but for the planet, for everyone who comes after us.
And it's not just about our own little choices,
yeah.
Right? It's about fighting for change in the system, for laws and rules that make sustainability happen on a bigger scale.
Absolutely. Deuteronomy 11 talks about good leadership. Leaders who are fair, who care about people, and who protect the land.
So we need to hold our leaders accountable, make sure they're making decisions that put the environment, social justice, the future of the planet first.
Exactly. We all have a part to play in building a sustainable future through our choices and our communities, even getting involved in politics.
It's mind-blowing how this text, thousands of years old, speaks of the problems we have today.
I know, right? The wisdom of the past can still guide us. Deuteronomy 11 is full of it. Timeless principles for a more meaningful, ethical, and sustainable life.
So as we head into the final part of our deep dive, let's look at some specific ways we can actually put these principles into action. Making wiser choices, being better leaders, creating a better future for everyone. Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here with Deuteronomy 11, remembering the past, choices, having those ripple effects, being responsible for the environment. But let's get down to brass tacks. If someone's listening and inspired, what's one little thing they could change today because of this ancient text?
Oh, I love that. It's easy to feel overwhelmed, like, gotta change the world. But little stuff adds up. Thinking about Deuteronomy 11, start paying attention to the stories you tell yourself and the stories you tell other people.
Stories. How does that connect back to this chapter?
Well, Deuteronomy 11, it uses stories to teach. Moses is like, remember when, remember what happened because of. So we learn from the past. We can do that too.
You mean like think about what we've been through? Then share those stories to help other people learn and grow.
You got it. We've all got stories. And they can inspire people, guide them, even warn them. Be picky about what stories you hear, what stories you spread. Pick ones that are about justice, being kind, taking care of the earth, stuff like that.
So instead of just scrolling through all that junk online, share stuff that's uplifting, that shows people doing good in the world.
Perfect example. Or think about the stories you tell your kids. What are you teaching them is important. Kindness, sharing, respecting nature. Those stories shape how they see the world.
It's true. We forget how powerful a good story can be. They change people's hearts, their minds. They can even get them to do something about it, make the world better.
And it's not just the happy stories, right? Being honest about the tough stuff matters too. When we messed up, what we learned from it. Those help people avoid the same mistakes, get through hard times.
It's being real, showing your weak spots along with the good stuff. We're all just figuring it out as we go, you know?
Exactly. And that loops back to what Deuteronomy 11 is all about. We have choices. Live a good life. One that helps others, that leaves things better than we found them. Or ignore all that, just think short term, and end up with a messed up world.
Makes you think. What we do, it matters. Even small things can change the world.
They really can.
Yeah.
So as we wrap up this Deuteronomy 11 deep dive, here's something to think about. What's your story going to be? What will you leave behind?
Big questions, right? It makes you want to live on purpose, do things that count, and make the world match up to our best dreams. Thanks for joining us, Deep Divers. Hope you found some wisdom to take with you.
The learning never stops. Keep digging. Keep asking questions. Keep searching for truth and meaning. See y'all next time.